Okay, this is Perek Hey, the final Perek of Hilchos Avos Yom Kippurim. Now, basically, the Rambam is going to go through all the various issues that could emerge, halacha questions that could emerge throughout the process of the Avodas Yom Kippurim service. Halacha Aleph, Kol Avodas Sh'Ovod Bifnim Beheichal, Tzarech La'Asoson Al Seder Shebi'arnu. So all these services that are performed inside the Heichal area, the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim, that the Kohen had to wear those exclusive white begadim for, must be done in the right order. And if he does any one of those out of order, he hasn't done anything. So if the Kohen Gadol takes the handful of Ketores prior to slaughtering the bull, he hasn't done anything. Even though, technically speaking, the what do you call it? The grabbing the handful of the Ketores done in the Azara is that really done for the inside. So too, the goat that shechted prior to the sprinkling of the blood of the bull, you haven't done anything. So even though the slaughtering is done in the Azara, the blood is spilled inside. So again, since in both these cases, both by the Ketores, even though the handful's on the Azara, since it is done on the in the inside, the Heichal area, meaning the Kodesh Kodashim, so too with the blood of the seer, that's why done out of order, it's a problem. If the Kohen brings the ram or the goat of the Musaf, which is the additional offerings, if he does those prior to the regular vote of the day, he hasn't done anything at all. Let's say the blood of the goat was presented prior to the blood of the bull inside the Kodesh Kodashim, before he finishes that avoda. So what should he do? He should sprinkle the blood of the bull like he's supposed to. Then he should bring a different goat. And then he should shech that one. Then he should sprinkle the blood from that second goat that he shechted in the Kodesh Kodashim area, and then the first one becomes pasul. Let's say he took the blood of the goat and he took care of that prior to the blood of the bull in reference to the sprinkling of the blood in the heichal on the curtain. He should go back and do another sprinkling of the goat blood, or a second time after the sprinkling of the blood of the bull. So let's say the blood got spilled. It spilled out of the kli prior to finishing the sprinkling of the blood in the Kodesh Kodashim. He should bring different blood in. He should start over again and sprinkle one more time from the start, from scratch, in the Kodesh Kodashim. Excuse me, Halacha Vav. Gamar matnos matanos shebekodesh kadashim. Let's say he finished the matanos in the kodesh kadashim, the hiskel matanos shebeheichal, and then he started doing the sprinklings in the outer area, meaning in the kodesh area, nishbach adam, and the blood spills. Ad shelo gamar, before he completes those matanos, yavi dam acher, he should bring different blood. Yaslam mitchilas hazayos shebeheichal, and should start over again the sprinkling of the bloods of the blood in the heichal. Lachazayin gamar matanos shebeheichal. Let's say he finishes the matanos and the heichal, the hiskel litin al mizbeach hazahav, and then he starts sprinkling the blood on the inner mizbeach, the nishbach adam ad shelo gamar. And again, the blood spills before he completes those applications of blood on the mizbeach hazahav. Yavi dam acher, he brings different blood. Umaslim mitchilas matanos and mizbeach shekulon kapar v'nei atzmein. This guy start all over again with the matanos on the mizbeach because they are all kaparos atonements in and of themselves. Alacha ches. Gamar matanos on mizbeach. Let's say he finished the matanos on the mizbeach. Varachach nishbach adam, and afterwards the blood got spilled. Ein tzarach la'avid dam acher. At that point, he doesn't have to bring new blood. Shvichas hashirayim on mizbeach chitzon eino me'akeves, because the spilling out of the remaining blood that's left in the kli on the outer mizbeach is not critical. So because the blood, all the avoda necessary for the blood has been done. Vim dam apar hu shenishbach kodesh shigvar kol matanos. Let's say it's the blood of the bull that was spilled prior to finishing all the matanos. Reza maybe par acher. You bring a different par. The Yachvon Ketores Pam Shnia, you do a second handful of Ketores, Kodem Shechitas Apar, prior to slaughtering the bull. The Akter Ketores, then you bring the incense, V'achach Yavi Dama V'yazim V'yimeno, and then you bring the blood of the bull again, and you sprinkle it as needed. Halacha Tes, V'im Metame V'gadim, V'in Nisrav Beis Hadeshen, El Apar Ze Achron Shebo Nigmar Kapara. So the only one which would cause the Kohanim to become Tame, as well as what it called, the one that's birthed in the Beis Hadeshen, is this last par that you finish the atonement on. Now let's say Nisar of Lodama Par Vadama Sayer. Let's say the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat are mixed together, Kodam Shigmar Hazayos, prior to finishing the discrete sprinklings of each one. No sinachas mavashalamata l'shem par. So then what would he do? He does one above, seven below, for the what they call it, for the shame of fire, for and with the objective of the bull in line. And he goes, returns back again, and does one above, seven below, four in the name of the, with the intention of the goat. This arvu matana achrona. Let's say if they were mixed up on the last matana, nosin achas amata l'shem par. He does one, he places one below for the and with the objective of the bull. V'chozer nosin achas amala. Then he goes back and does one above, v'shav l'mata and seven below, l'shem sar, with the intention of the goat in mind. V'lach yodal. Now the schalfa kosos. Let's say the cups containing both the blood of the bull and the blood of the of goat get mixed up. V'lo yoda ezahu kos dam par v'ezahu kos dam sar. And he's not sure what to call which one is which. Nosim echa mehen achas mal v'shalamata. So he takes from one of them, one above, seven below. Nosim in asheni achas mal v'shalamata. And then from the second coast, one above and seven below. Nimsim v'kol makom shenosim v'dam apar v'achar v'dam asar. So what do we see from this? He's basically, he's taking, because he doesn't know which coast is which, some blood from the bull and some blood from the goat. Lach yibes. Kibel dam apar v'shne kosos. Let's say he received the blood of the bull in two separate cups, v'kibel dam asar v'shne kosos, and accepted the blood of the goat in two separate cups. And the sarva mixas akosos, and some of the cups get mixed up. Lo noda kos dam par, because dam asar, he can't distinguish the cup of the bull blood from the cup of the goat blood. Hareza mazakol chazeos kemitzvason mina kosos shlo nesarva. So first he should sprinkle all the sprinklings as he's commanded to do from the cups that were not mixed up. V'shovuk shiare ilu shehizamahen ali sonam kemitzva. And then he spills the remaining of the blood from those he sprinkled from and the soda of the Mizbeach, like he's supposed to, those in a kosos shenisarva yishpichul ama. And the ones that were mixed up, the kosos that were mixed up, he should then also spill out into the drainage area of the Mizbeach. Par Yom Kippurim, the bull that the Kohen Gadol would bring for Yom Kippur from his own collection, api shekohen gadol kona mishalo, even though the Kohen Gadol pays for it himself, shenema par chatasa shalo, hamakom hifkir mamono bo l'chol echav akonam. So basically, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is, so to speak, as mafkir, gives up his money on behalf of his brother in Kohanim. Because if they don't have some type of share of it, I mean, the other Kohanim didn't have any share of it at all, then there'd be no kapara. Therefore, in Meis Kohen Gadol, Kohen Shish Chad Apar. Let's say the Kohen Gadol died before he shechted his par, his bull. HaKohen Shomei Tachtav, Eino Maybe Par Echer. So the Kohen, the number two in command, who takes over, does not have to bring a new par from his own collection. Since in some way the Kohanim are all partners in that bull, he shechs the first bull. Veino chatas shemiso baleo shetamush in chatas rabbe mesa. So too, when it comes to the sin offering, it's not considered like a sin offering that the owners died prior to it being shechted par mes kodem shi'chaber damo. Or let's say he shechted the par and then he died prior to the atonement with its blood. Again, the Kohen takes over can actually use that blood and for atonement. So the two goats of Yom Kippur, so they need to look exactly alike. They have to be worth the same amount, and their appearance has to be the same. And their worth and their value, they should be purchased at the exact same time. Now, let's say they weren't exactly equal, they're still considered kasher. Let's say one was purchased today and one was purchased tomorrow, that would still be okay. Let's say one of the two goats died. So if it died prior to the lottery taking place, then you just take a second one. But let's say it was after the lottery and then one of them died. You have to bring two new ones. Viagra Alein Betchila. And then you have to do a lottery all over again. Vroa Ezehu Shemes, right? And then what do you call it? Betchila. Vroa Ezehu Shemes. He sees the one which one died. Ima Yashal Shem. If it was the one that died was for Hashem, Omer Zesha Allah Allah Bagorla Shem is Kaim Tachtav. So he says the one for which was the one for Hashem, this one I choose to replace it. Mimaya Meshal Azazel. If the one that died was the one that was sent to the cliff, Yomar, he should say, Zesha Allah Allah Bagorla Azazel is Kaim Tachtav. This one that the lottery of Azazel is going on should replace it. The second one from the two, Shehigra Lam Basof, that he had the lottery on in the end, Yirachi Yipubo Mum is sent out to the field until it gets a blemish. Vimkrab Yipudama Vlanadava, it's sold and its money redeemed for a voluntary korban shechatat sibor mesa, because a sin offering brought for the sibor is never sent to die, is never killed. Alakat Zayin, Parvasa Shem Kippurim, the bull and the seer and the goat of Yom Kippur, Shavdu, that are lost, and new ones were taken to replace them, and they were and they were sacrificed, but then the first ones were found. So they should be sent out to the fields until they get a blemish, and they're sold, and the money redeemed for a korban adava. So let's say the first were found before the second were brought. The first are brought, now the second ones that were already consecrated are sent out to the field until a mum develops with them, and they're redeemed money-wise on the dava for korban adava shein chatas zibor meser, because again, we don't kill a chatas zibor. When it comes to the goat that's sent out to be thrown off the cliff, any blemish makes it puzzle, even if it's temporary. So too, if it got, if it received one of those psulim that has to do with time, it's puzzle. For instance, let's say its mother was shechted on Yom Kippur to feed someone who's sick. Because, pushing off the korban, the seir off the cliff, that is considered its shechita. So even though technically speaking you're not slaughtering it, pushing off the cliff is considered like a version of shechita. So if the goat that sent out the zazal has a mortal wound inside it, it's possible. Let's say the goat becomes sick and it's unable to walk. So the person who's escorting it puts it on his shoulders and carries it, even if it's Shabbos itself. If the person escorting it to the cliff becomes sick, then someone else has to basically take over. Let's say the person taking it gets tamei. So what happens? He goes into the mikdash. He takes it and goes out. What does that mean? Biad zeh shehuchan afil nitma. Even if the person is tameh, as long as he's set aside to take it out, he should take it out. So a unique situation of him being able to get the animal and take it out while tameh. Halacha beis dachlo v'nafal sari v'lo meis. Let's say you push the seir off the cliff and it doesn't die. Yorad achrav, you have to chase after it. V'yamitenu b'chol davar shamiso, and you have to basically kill it with whatever you can kill it with. Ve'ivari seir zeh mutarim b'hanoya, and the limbs of the animal you're actually permitted to get benefit from those limbs after it dies. Right, so let's say the roof of the Beis HaMikdash was open up, so then the Kohen Gadol should not sprinkle the blood. It has to be inside. So let's say the inner Mizbeach that's used for Ketores was never consecrated for Ketores usage, you shouldn't sprinkle any blood on it. So therefore it has to be actually designated and dedicated as the Mizbeach for Ketores. Let's say the incense is missing one of its ingredients, Omale Ashan, or the herb that makes it the smoke come out of it. Then the Kohen Gadol will be Chayav Misa. So too, if he enters into the Kodesh Roshan for any reason, that is not a mitzvah. Therefore, let's say accidentally walked in, but after accidentally walked in, he did bring Ketores on purpose. Let's say he walked in with Ketores that was complete, along with Ketores that was incomplete. Chayav Misa, he'd be Chayav in Misa. Halacha Chavav, Hikter min Ketores shel Kodesh Kedoshim Kezayis v'Heichal Chayav Misa. If he brought from the Ketores in the Kodesh Kedoshim a Kezayis from Heichal, he is Chayav Misa. Halacha Zayin, Chafinus HaKetores Avoda. So taking a handful of Ketores on Yom Kippur, it's considered temple service. Having the wrong thoughts can make a puzzle. So too, the shoveling of the coals necessary to burn the Ketores also can become puzzle with the wrong intention. Because that which is preparatory for the Korban, it's considered like the Korban itself. Finally, these are all questions of Suffolk. Let's say he grabbed the Ketores with the tips of his fingers, or mitzadin, or from the sides, or mata lamala, or from below to above, or shechafim biyado zu, biyado zu, bekarav zu lazu. Let's say he gathered it with both his hands, with hands separately and brought together. Oshin ispazra Ketores miyado al arts v'asefa, or let's say he spilled some of the Ketores from his hand on the ground and he gathered it together. O shechafan chaveru v'nasan lechofnav. Let's say his buddy Cohen scooped it up and gave it to him. give it to his hands. Osher chafan v'meis. Let's say he scooped it up and died. V'nech mashayi v'masha chafan rishon. And the kohen took over, takes the handful from him. Kol elu safek. These are all safek. Well, yakter, you shouldn't bring it. Vim hekter hurtza. But if it was brought as ktoris, it's accepted. That ends Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, and we will start Hilchos Me'ila tomorrow.